Rise up, sunshine. Guess who's back? Back again. Just in time for Friday. I'm Coy Wire. Happy Friday. So happy to see you and so happy to soak up some more knowledge and information with all of you. We are going to start with this impending winter storm for which many of us in the United States are preparing. It is a potentially historic storm with nearly half of the U.S. in its sights. The sprawling system is fueled by a blast of frigid air and is expected to bring major amounts of snow, ice, and freezing rain to more than two dozen states from Texas all the way east up to the Northeast. Major cities like New York and Philadelphia could see their most snow in at least 4 years. And much of the South is bracing for devastating amounts of ice.
I went to Home Depot. They were completely out of ice. I'm looking for rock salt. So then I went to Lowe's and they were completely out. And they called around to the other Lowe's and they were completely out.
Governors across the country are declaring states of emergency, and many cities could see bone-chilling cold as temperatures plunge to potential record lows.
31 years working for NOAA, there's only a handful of times that I can remember watches and warnings stretching 2,000 miles, right? And you know, you look at that, and half the country's population is going to see some sort of winter weather impact. So you think about travel, you think of the dangers outside. This, like you were saying, this is a triple impact, right? It's the snow. Some areas getting a foot of snow, some areas getting the ice. So south of that snow are areas that are going to get up to an inch of ice. That brings down power lines. That brings power outages to people.
More than 125 million people could be impacted by travel delays, prolonged power outages, and dangerous conditions. So let's all pay attention, no matter where we live, to our local weather forecast so we can be as prepared as possible for the storm. In New Zealand, a devastating landslide hit a popular camping area on the country's North Island. A landslide occurs when a massive amount of earth, rock, and other types of debris suddenly barrel down steep areas like mountainsides, burying anything in its path. In this case, heavy rains caused a massive wall of debris to slam into this popular camping area at the base of Mount Maunganui, burying campers under tons of rubble.
This huge tree crack and all this dirt come off like behind me, and then I look behind me and there's a huge landslide coming down, and I'm still shaking from it now. And and then I turn around and I had to jump out from my seat as fast as I could and just run, and then I dived across the other pool and looking behind me, and there was a caravan coming like right behind me. It was like the scariest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
With people still missing as of this taping, authorities are calling the disaster a once-in-a-century event, and they continue to search for survivors who may be trapped beneath the debris. Snapchat's parent company, Snap Inc., just agreed to settle a lawsuit over social media impacts on young people just days before the start of a trial. A 19-year-old American is suing Snap, TikTok, Meta, and YouTube, accusing them of creating addictive features that harm young users' mental health. The other three companies have not announced any settlements and are expected to face a jury in Los Angeles next week. Some legal analysts are comparing this case to the historic lawsuits against tobacco and opioid companies, warning of substantial financial loss and rule changes. Pop quiz, hot shot. About how long have cats been domesticated by humans? 2,000 years, 5,000 years, 10,000, or 20,000? If you said 10,000, perfect. Ancient Egyptians are believed to be the first civilization to keep cats as pets. They controlled rodents, protected grain stores, and helped protect against snakes. Have you ever been to a cafe or a restaurant where there's like these cats just hanging out inside? Well, New York's beloved bodega cats may soon face new parameters. A proposed bill would place them in a legal category, establishing official health and safety guidelines for cats living in retail food stores. Local New York reporter Lindsay Tuckman has the story.
Lydia Aguabia works at the flower stand at Clinton Fruit Market on 47th and 9th in Hell's Kitchen. Her partner in crime is the bodega's resident cat. Pancha.
Animals are love, animals are happiness, and animals has to be a responsibility for everyone.
Pancha and the rest of the city's likely thousands of bodega cats are the reason behind a proposed bill in the state legislature that would establish official health and safety guidelines for cats living in retail food stores. Standards like regular vet checkups, vaccines, and designated cat zones separate from food prep areas. Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal, who represents the Upper West Side, intro'd the bill last spring and it was moved to the Agriculture Committee just this month.
If you adopt an animal from the shelter, they have to be spayed or neutered. No telling where those kitties come from that live in bodegas, but just to make sure, I mean, they work, keeping mice and other vermin away, but they should also have access to a good place to rest, good food, water.
This proposal is separate from city legislation introduced last year that would ease enforcement for stores with cats, which under current health codes are technically not allowed. For New Yorkers who love bodega cats, they hope if the bill passes, the state makes it easy for small business owners to pay for health care.
Maybe you can't afford it, maybe, I don't know. But it's something that they could probably make a collection, or some people could voluntarily help out.
The bill still needs to go through hearings and a vote before anything becomes a law. But one thing is for sure, these guys aren't going anywhere. It's just a matter of if and how they're regulated.
Tay-Tay has done it again. Taylor Swift is now the youngest female artist ever to join the Songwriters Hall of Fame. To qualify, songwriters have to have a notable catalog of music, and they have to wait 20 years after the first commercial release of a song. At 36 years old, Swift is celebrating the 20th anniversary of her first single, Tim McGraw.
When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we dance to all night long.
Taylor released that when she was just 16 years old. Her fellow inductees include Alanis Morissette, Kenny Loggins, and KISS bandmates Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. The youngest artist ever inducted into the Hall of Fame, that would be Stevie Wonder at just 33 years old back in 1983. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a snake-bitten rodeo star. 10-year-old Juliette Schubert from Colorado is not only a rock star, she is an inspiration, bouncing back from a near-fatal snake bite. Last June, she was playing with a friend, she opened a barn door, and bam, she was bitten by a rattlesnake. It was so serious, she had to be airlifted to a second hospital to get treated. Doctors used 18 vials of anti-venom to save her, but it was rodeo season, and Juliet needed to get back on that horse to compete.
It's the thing that I love to do the most.
She rode almost the whole season on crutches, and she had only one foot in the stirrup because her foot was still swollen from the bite.
She finished 2025 as the all-around champion in her age group for the Little Britches Youth Association. Tough as nails, Juliet now carries the snake's rattle with her as a reminder to never give up. And her mom got her a saddle made to look like what else? Snakeskin. Way to not get rattled, Juliet. You are fantastic. Now, we have some shout-outs today. The first one, Nadir. Go show him that right there. Miss Freeman at the Margaret K. Lewis School in Panama City, Florida. Thank you for this wreath, which you make to help raise money for extracurricular activities. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. And Miss Johnson at Prairie Winds Middle School in Mankato, Minnesota, who sent this custom CNN 10 word search with some of our trademark phrases and all of the students' names as well. I see you. Well done. Thank you so much. And from our YouTube channel comments, Mr. Green and all our historians at Newport High School in Newport, Kentucky, style is an attitude. Play that Friday music, Nadir. Make this world a better place this weekend. Be the spark of joy that someone needs. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.